WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The planetary boundary layer, or PBL, is the lowest layer of the troposphere. Its behavior is directly influenced by its contact with the surface, where wind is influenced by friction turning it across isobars. The thickness of the PBL is not constant. At night and in the cool season, the PBL tends to be lower in thickness, while during the day and in the warm season, it tends to have a greater depth. The two reasons for this are the wind speed and thickness of the air as a function of temperature. Strong wind speeds allow for more convective mixing. This convective mixing will cause the PBL to expand. At night, the PBL contracts due to a reduction of rising thermals from the surface. Cold air is denser than warm air, therefore the PBL will tend to be shallower in the cool season. What are some of the characteristics of the PBL? Well, wind is usually turbulent and gusty within the PBL. Surface friction due to vegetation and topography causes turbulent eddies and chaotic wind patterns to develop. Above the PBL, the wind speed is typically more uniform and stronger due to a marked decrease in friction. The temperature of the PBL is dominated more by advection and thermal energy budgets than levels above the PBL. The Earth gains most of its energy and loses most of its energy from the surface. It is warmed through solar heating and cooled through long-wave radiation emissions. The most dramatic temperature changes occur within the PBL. It can warm up significantly during the day and cool at night, while the rest of the atmosphere stays at a fairly uniform temperature. Since the PBL varies, how can you determine its depth? This is most easily done by looking at a thermodynamic sounding. The top of the PBL is often marked with a temperature inversion or cap, a change in air mass, a change in moisture or hydrolapse, and change in wind speed and direction. In some cases, the transition between the PBL and free atmosphere is not well defined. However, a general height of the PBL can be determined by looking for subtle changes in dew point and wind speed and direction. The PBL is usually within 1,000 meters of the surface. Well, there's a lot to know and understand about what goes on in the PBL to be a good forecaster. Got a question about the weather? Send it to question@weatherbrains.com.